From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian rebels supported by Turkey have taken control Sunday of at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria, amid reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the area. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say 20 people were killed in the village of Jub al-Qusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied with the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of Al-Armana. Separately, the Turkish military said Sunday that it carried out airstrikes in northern Syria that killed 25 Kurdish militants. U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump is making repeated appeals for support from African-American voters at the unlikeliest of venues, at rallies where almost all the voters are white. Trump called Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the November 8th presidential election, a bigot for not improving the plight of blacks and Hispanics.
Hillary Clinton's campaign is all about protecting the powerful. And I understand that very well. I think nobody knows the system better than I do. Our campaign is about protecting those who have no power. They don't have power, but they're great, great people.
National political surveys show Clinton has amassed a huge lead over Trump among black and Hispanic voters, while he holds a much smaller lead among white voters. VOA News. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a third day late Saturday with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. The 68-year-old Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking fiscal rules in the administration of Brazil's federal budget. On Monday, Rousseff will address the senators. She's expected to speak for at least a half hour. After that, officials can ask questions. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapsed after Wednesday's powerful quake, which devastated four towns in the mountainous heartland of the country and rattled the central agricultural regions. Regional public prosecutors say they will not only investigate why recently constructed public buildings failed to withstand the quake's force, but they're threatening also to file charges against private property owners who may have altered their houses in ways that breach current building codes and anti-seismic engineering regulations. Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the nearly 300 people confirmed dead. A new report finds economic and social discrimination against women is costing Africa more than $100 billion a year. The UN Development Program's 2016 Africa Human Development Report argues closing the gender gap would be a boom for the continent's economic and social prospects. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report finds African women across the board are denied the same kind of economic, social, and political opportunities men enjoy. It says women lose out when it comes to education, work, and health. It notes fewer girls than boys go to school, women earn less money than men for paid labor, harmful traditional practices affect their health, and certain cultural norms act as a hindrance to women moving ahead in society. The report finds practices such as child marriage and sexual and physical violence adversely affect women's health and result in high maternal mortality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistani officials said security forces have raided a madrasa in the southwestern city of Quetta and rounded up around 100 Afghan nationals for suspected links to militant groups. Provincial government spokesman Anwar ul-Haq Kakkar told VOA the detainees did not possess any identity documents. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe. The siege left 20 hostages dead, 17 of them foreigners. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.